can't restrain Steve-O. Mark Stevens Football Update for Load Restraint Systems. Make sure you're load safe with Australia's total range of cargo restraint products. Loadrestraint.com.au.
Ah, yes, Mark Stevens has bounded into the studio after the opener to the season last night. The Tigers and Carlton, 88,000 there. So it was a close game. It was thrilling in the end, but gee, I was flat.
Yeah, I reckon it was a 6 out of 10 game in footy. The fact it was close
first
made
half
it interesting.
Was awful.
Yeah. So you're flat as a Tiger. You thought, as a Richmond supporter, I'd be actually very thrilled that, you know, thinking, gee, we got out of jail there. If I was a Carlton fan, I'd be filthy.
You know what? I feel both sides think that they lost because Richmond, it was like I was sitting in Groundhog Day watching every game from last year, butchering the ball into the forward line, missing easy goals, kicking it out of bounds on the full, 20-plus inside 50s, and we're still behind. Like, it was ludicrous.
It
the
can
skill
happen.
Set was average. Yeah. I know it's round one.
Yeah, it was interesting.
And that, the Blues couldn't kill it.
Boomer Harvey said at Breakfast with Half this morning that perhaps, because there's only one official practice game and another scratch match, maybe the players are a bit rusty, so there maybe should be another pracky game. I'm not sure about that. We'll wait and see on the other matches. But, yeah, it was a high-pressure game, but there was no fluency, was there?
No. Hopefully tonight's game will be more open and free.
What did you do, when Shai Bolton had that shot at goal? You could tell he looked into the air. He didn't know what he was doing.
He didn't know what he was doing.
And then he came and he sort of kicked a floater off to the right. I mean, your TV must have been under threat at that stage.
It certainly was. Luckily, the kids were in bed.
Watching footy on the TV is a frustrating business.
No,
I tend to get more angry.
Because you can't see what's down the field. And, I mean, the coverage is great that we get, but you need to see how the match is unflowing. There's nothing like being there in person. I tell you who was there in person, and the voice of racing is fast becoming one of the great all sport commentators. Have a listen to how Matty Hill called the finish last night.
A minute left. Hopper sends it long. Richmond need a mark. Lynch! He's got it! He's got it!
It's going to be a draw.
Lynch has taken the mark. This is to draw it up. 25 seconds left. Lynch to tie the match. He's done it!
He's a gun, Matty Hill. What a great call.
Well, he's going places, isn't he? I mean, he can call everything. He was over calling the Alpine skiing recently.
He's very good at shuffleboard too.
Yeah, would our former employer, say if they went after Matty Hill, and would he have a decision to make at some stage?
I'm sure there is that.
Racing v footy.
But that's why he's now doing both, because Racing Victoria and his employers are very smart. They know that. And Matt would be embarrassed if he listens to this, but he's the best caller in Australia. And when he finishes, he may well be the best caller Racing's ever had. Maybe the equal of Bill Collins. So Racing knows that they need Matt Hill and they need him to remain the voice of Racing. So if you want to take some time off and call footy, keeps you fresh, keeps you interested, go and do it. You want to go overseas and call the downhill skiing, go and do it, as long as you keep going back.
What if
Racing
he had to make a choice? What if Seven said, hey, we want you to call footy? Surely Racing would still be number one because he's that far ahead.
But there's no choice to be made. You can call footy on a Friday night, call your races on the Saturday.
Yep.
Works. Everyone wins. Like that great taco ad. Why not have both?
No, you're right. No, I think he's a freak, isn't he, really? I think he's going places, whatever, whichever way you look at it. And a good Bulldog man, Western Suburbs.
Oh, stop. Leave it alone. Hey, who wins tonight?
I think Collingwood will win tonight. Geelong have got a couple out. Hawkins is underdone. I think they'll miss Selwood. I mean, you forget that they've lost their skipper. He's out indefinitely now. And and Mitch Duncan's out as well. So I think Collingwood just might be a bit hungrier. So I like them tonight. I think they're
158 Cats, Collingwood 240. The line minus 8.5. Are you going over or under tonight?
In total points?
Yes.
What was it? I went
164. Last night it was 180.
I went over last night.
I thought
it'd be a shootout. It normally is. I think we might get a shootout tonight. Normally the early round games, the defences aren't as sharp and they can run through. So, 160, I think that'll be an over score.
I think so.
And I think Collingwood, I back them at the line. I think they'll at least cover that line off pretty comfortably.
Any other news out of last night?
Not a lot, really, as far as controversy or reportable incidents or injuries, actually. But I think the way Carlton handled it from a media perspective was a bit unusual. They were very positive. They said, well, Richmond had 20-plus 50s. We probably did well to get so close. My take is if you're in front with 2 minutes to go and you've got a history of stuffing up late finishes and you do it again, you should say, well, we've got to get better at this. They've had 6 months to fix the problem. And it surfaced again, just a few wrong decisions.
I think it was fascinating that last 16 seconds. Do you try to keep the draw or do you try to win the match?
Yes. Now, that was interesting because Akers ran forward, took a risk. Depends on what sort of personality you've
got. I think the Tigers were trying to run forward. That was a risk for them, the halfbacks running forward to try and win the game. So.
Yeah, I'm a damage control type of person. So with 16 seconds left in my own mind, I'm thinking, let's just hope this is a draw because I don't want to lose. Some people are more adventurous and they go forward. So it's like people who drive around almost on empty, no petrol, and some are always on full.
Are you cheering home Elliptical in the Group 1 tomorrow?
I think Elliptical's a big chance. I've backed Elliptical. I think it's one of only two chances, although Sharky's not that positive about Elliptical's. But it seems a pretty thin field up there.
Yeah,
and
it's
perfectly placed, I think, to possibly jag a Group 1. A little bit off Broadway, isn't it? No one's really talking about Elliptical this week.
Well, when it's probably the fifth major Group 1 on 5 days. Ron Duffus will tell us how he
A lot of Group 1s.
Yeah.
How many Group 1s are there through the year?
In Australia, yeah. There are something like, I think we're close up to 70 or 80. Maybe two. A lot of people say too many.
Are there too many? That's all I think. That. Well, yeah. It should be a premium, maybe 10 to 12.
Oh, hang on, Steve.
Hey, an idea from someone outside the bubble.
We'll talk more about this next week because we need to get Ron Duffus in. Good luck with the Dogs over the weekend. I'll see you Monday.
Brilliant, Michael.